Hello. Calling to speak with the person who handles online listings for J.A. Betancourt Construction. It's usually the owner of the business. Is that who I'm speaking with by chance?
It is by chance whom you are speaking with.
Oh, so, well, great. You know what? I absolutely agree with you. I prefer using proper grammar, but many people are put off by it. But I have a little thing here in front of me, and it says, how long have you owned the business for? And I have blacked out the word for at the end of that sentence because I can't stand saying it.
It's a little redundant. It's kind of like an unnecessary embellishment almost.
Oh, yeah.
Because by that, the person has already registered, how long have you owned the business? And then the word for seems superfluous, but it is proper English.
Yes, yes. Well, the reason I'm calling you, I am calling about online placement, specifically first page placement on Google for your business.
Okay.
And
wow.
We're with
you and many others.
Yes, there actually are. It's a very large industry, and we were actually one of the pioneers. We started doing this 17 years ago. Down here in Orange County. And since then, we've seen an awful lot of other businesses come and go doing SEO, search engine optimization. And okay, very good. So you know it's about first page placement on the local map section. 90% of revenue goes to the businesses attached to that first page of the local map section. And the way we work is we work with just one business in an area, in a category at one time. We have an opening within our company, so we are calling everyone in the area. We look for just one, and then once we find them, we close out the area. We cannot work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. So
mm-hmm. What's this going to cost? And how? Let's just get to the now. Because I'm mildly interested, but I'm not enthusiastically interested, and I think that range could be better realized if I understood cost without really having a lot of dialogue, with all due respect.
No, that's quite all right. Let me just take a look here at your current online presence. Do you have your own website?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I see a home advisor listing here. Is that currently active? Is that working out for you?
Not really.
Okay. Because as you know, we do not work anything like the listing services do. Essentially, they're in the business.
No, it's more about placement. You know, I look at it as a website is only like a coin, and a coin has two sides to it, and it really isn't a coin if it just has one side to it.
Yes.
It only becomes something if it has two dimensions, a front and a back. So for me, the best analogy I can give you, a website is like that coin with two sides. If you have a really shiny coin and it looks all beautiful and it's all gorgeous on the face of it, and then the backside has nothing, the SEO, or
mm-hmm.
people can't find you, then it's essentially dead in the water. It's not doing anything. So it renders itself, by definition, useless, like piss on a bowl, perhaps. So you have to have both, and I realize that. So companies, when like home advisors and companies like that, they don't provide any of that stuff.
I need
best organic traffic coming to my website, and the only way I can do that is that when somebody pushes in kitchen remodel,
right,
they my website.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that's all geared to the zip codes that I'd like to target.
Okay, so you want to work by zip codes rather than say, a radius or specific community? Because I see your business address is Encinitas, and I assume you work outside of Encinitas?
No, I guess it's kind of semantics a little bit. I do work out of Encinitas, but it's a very, Encinitas is a small town. Like, for example, if we were talking about Los Angeles, the conversation would be completely different with regard to zip code.
Mm-hmm.
I do want a radius, but so to answer your question, Encinitas, Del Mar, Solana Beach, Carlsbad, Rancho San Jose, those areas, San Marcos maybe, you know, those are my service areas.
Okay. And when you, I'm sorry, what was the last one you said?
San Marcos, probably. But those, that's kind of like, my best areas are Encinitas, Solana Beach, Olivenhein, Rancho Santa Fe, Carlsbad.
Okay. All right. And,
That's what I'd like to target. And I was wondering if you can kind of look at what you currently have and tell me what you can do for me as far as getting more traffic in those areas. Because a lot of people make a lot of, you know, empty promises, with all due respect. And I'm not saying that that's, you know, happening in your case, but I get a lot of phone calls like this.
Oh, yes.
And I've had to take on the, and the only reason, quite honestly, that I'm talking to you, sir, and this may sound prejudiced, not, is because of communication. I can't communicate with other people because they're from other countries and they don't even understand fundamentally our culture.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but
that makes it very.
No, it's a matter of, I guess you could say, shared background. And understanding exactly what we're talking about. I mean, when you're talking about each of these communities, each of these areas, I know right where you're talking about. And,
exactly.
Right. And, one other thing I wanted to ask you, because I know you understand how, SEO works. The work that you're doing, is it primarily on people's homes? Is it primarily commercial, or do you do it all?
I don't do any commercial. It's on people's homes. I'm a small mom-and-pop boutique construction company. I don't have a lot of employees. I'm getting on in years, and I'm going to be retiring probably in another 4 years or so, but I need to give it one last push and get a little bit more money. Before I do that, and I just need to, you know, it really boils down to if I get this job that I'm trying to work on right now, if they pull the trigger with this contract, then I can throw a little bit more money at this whole thing, because I really do need to pull away from the home advisors and Yelp, because these people suck, and I'm tired of it. Quite honestly,
I was going to say I just ran across your Yelp listing also, and was going to ask you how is that working out for you?
I mean, it's not like I'm giggly about it. I got to tell you, it's not. To me, it's just almost ineffective. You got to throw so much money at it because they're on the carry as advertising that in order to be on the heap. You got to throw a lot of money, and then you're still gambling.
Yeah.
It's not like donuts or bagels here at Betancourt Construction.
Oh,
so
no.
I still have to work really hard once I get that phone call, if I get a phone call, to gain that. It's not like I've sold a bagel at that point.
Right. Well, that, of course, is the benefit of being on the first page of that local map section. Those businesses attached to the first page get 90% of revenue, and it automatically carries the imprimatur that this is a completely legitimate business. And with us, Since we only work with one business in an area at one time, we would be your sole advocate, seeing to it that you stay on that first page in your area. How does that sound?
It sounds good, but what's not clear to me, how do people get to that page to begin with? What are they doing, and why are they doing it? It's there.
Well, a lot of them are there because, you know, they've been around a long time and they have a good online reputation, but they are also... Oh, you're talking about how do the public get there?
Yeah, how did the public, not the other people like me.
Oh.
I know, but thereby having conversations with people like you. I get that.
Yeah.
I'm talking
about
the public. Go ahead.
Well, they do a search based on specific search terms and keywords, and that's another really important art and something that we have really perfected over the last 17 years. And then in what area they want. And we can actually kind of force the areas, because I know you want to get into the higher end areas there in, you know, Solano Beach and Del Mar and so on.
Yeah.
And so what we do is when they've typed in their search words and their area, then it comes up. And the beauty of it is that they believe that they have found you, when in reality we have seen to it that you have found them. They've already made the decision they want the services. And so what they do is they see your name and they call. And now when they start calling you, you are ready to take on more business?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. By the way, my name again was Doug. I just realized I never did ask your name.
My name's Joe, Doug.
Joe. Joe. And I assume you are the sole owner of the business?
I am.
Oh, okay.
The one and only Joseph Betancourt.
So you are the J in J.A. Betancourt Construction.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
the
A stands for Arnold.
Oh.
They're really cool. But I figured that for some reason, I don't know why. You know what happened is when I filled out the way back when, in 1996, when I got my general contractor's license,
mm-hmm.
I filled out the form to say J.A. Betancourt Construction. And I don't really know why I did that. But because of laws with advertising and being held at a higher standard with the California Consumer Board and all that stuff, I have to advertise accordingly. I can't take that J. If I took the J out, I'm in breach of California state law.
Right, I don't know, you'd have to reincorporate or something. But
anyways, I don't want to bore you with the details. So that's the J's there. It's for me.
Okay.
And all that stuff. So what's this going to cost me, Doug?
Well, let me do this for you. Let me get my director, Jesse, on the line. He's going to have that price for you. He's also going to give you specific details on what we are offering you. And he's going to be able to answer any other questions you might have. Take me just a moment to get him on the line. Okay, Joe?
Okay.
Yeah, Jesse's actually been listening in just to the tail end of this and is actually in total agreement with what you're saying. So this will be Jesse you hear next.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe.